Namaste, beautiful. So White Tara is highlighted this week, and she's about sensitivity. In this particular deck, White Tara has many more, she comes from the Buddhist tradition and has many more meanings, but within the card deck that I've pulled, she means that you are becoming increasingly sensitive, and so you need to take care. So as you've purified your inner world, so you've purified your thoughts and your actions and your intentions, you've definitely either evolved that way by birth and karma, or you've been doing spiritual practice. And so it's natural that you seek purity in your outer world as well. Okay, this doesn't mean you're going to get like OCD and fussy, but it means that you start paying attention to things around you and how they affect your system. So this card is to acknowledge that you have heightened sensitivity and that it's real, okay? You've stripped away some of the outer protective layers that many people have. Many people walk around armored, okay? Their body system is locked in, locked down, their muscles are tight. They are simply not sensitive. And as a result, they don't feel very much pain, but they also have locked out pleasure. Okay? So you've stripped away these outer layers of unneeded defenses which blocked your psychic and your spiritual awareness. Okay? So as that happens, you're left more sensitive. So you're on the path of ascension, which calls for heightened awareness. So become aware of your new level of sensitivity to what is impure and what is harsh. Your body is a trustworthy instrument for you. So steer clear of that which your body signals you to avoid. Okay, listen to your body. It's a finely tuned instrument. This week especially, take care of your body, take excellent care, and it will serve you, but you have to listen to it. So acknowledge your sensitivity, take steps to protect yourself from negativity. Avoid chemicals. So for some of you, this could show up in an increased sensitivity to household chemicals, or chemicals in the air, or chemicals that you may work with. Steer clear of situations with loud noise, with crowds, or with violent media and other triggers. So honor that beautiful sensitivity within yourself. Let's do a brief meditation. Feel the base of your spine. Come to sitting down if you're not. Pull up nice and tall. Breath coming in. Feel the soft touch of the air coming into the nostrils. Really, now just tuning in and feeling your skin. Feel the edge of your body where you contact the air. Feel the very subtle touch, the edge, that meeting point of your skin with the air surrounding you. The air you breathe in, the air that you are sitting within, the subtle touch of that air. And if you would like to, see if you can begin to feel an inch or so away from your body. Three inches away from your body, expanding out as if you had subtle awareness of that space right around your body. 4, 5, 6 inches off of the body. Become aware of that bubble or sphere of energy around your body now. See if you can feel that. Feel as if you might expand out into that energy field, into your aura. You want to be aware, because as things come into you through the senses, visual, smells, or whatever, in a sense, it hits that outer energy body first. And then to feel safe within that, you might want to feel that you pull back in, you're in within the skin. And yet there's an aura or a sphere of a beautiful color of light or a crystal clear white light or whatever light feels clear and strong to you, protecting you. I do have a video on grounding, centering, and shielding. This is an aspect of shielding, feeling safe within your energy bubble, your energy body, your auric field. Even saying that, hands on the heart, I feel safe within my energy field. I am protected. My aura is strong. I am safe. I am protected within my own field of energy. So it is, so it is, so it is. Namaste.